you were to use the word common about somebody, what would you mean?
Low count. Trashy, maybe.
Could it ever mean?
Or just a normal person, but there's about 2,000 just like him. Nothing really spectacular.
But most
probably someone I wouldn't know that well, mayhaps.
So you're talking about a person who is on up there, maybe 95 or so, but still able to look after himself, cook, clean up, all that sort of thing. You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
spry.
And if a woman's children are out at night later than usual, she might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Or say a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say he's
scared
or
afraid a boogeyman might get him.
Have you ever heard children who scare easily call anything particular?
Chicken.
Or
skittish.
Some kind of feline.
Cat. Lion. Feline.
Scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat, yeah, right.
Hey, this expression, talking about a woman, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be afraid.
Okay. Or, on the other hand, you might say about her, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
I was afraid before.
What would you say if you had to use the opposite of used to be? I don't understand why she's afraid.
I don't understand why she's afraid.
And you had to used to be in there somewhere. I don't understand why she's afraid.
She didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. Say somebody who leaves a lot of money out in plain sight with the door unlocked. You say he's mighty
trusting.
Anything else?
Stupid.
Or he's mighty with his money.
Easy with his money. Loose with his money.
He's not careful.
He's careless.
Say if I had an aunt named Lizzie, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every now and then she acts kind of.
They had to inject more tin into her, and that's why I call her Tin Lizzie. And she acts mighty peculiar occasionally. Particular.
You ever heard anybody use the word queer in that sense?
Yeah.
She acts mighty
queer sometimes, yeah.
If you were to hear that word, what would come to mind first? Somebody would describe somebody else as queer.
It all depends on what sex. If they were describing a male as a queer, I'd say, okay, it's sexual. I don't know. If it was a female, I'd probably say maybe she's got some queer things about her. But I don't think I'd apply that completely to sexuality. It all depends on what connotation that they were talking about.